Ex-WNBA player's mom killed in sanctuary Illinois by illegal alien drunk driver. By Warner Todd Houston on August 13, 2025. The mother of an ex-WNBA player was killed in the sanctuary state of Illinois in a head-on car collision caused by an illegal alien who reportedly had a record as a drunk driver. Former Phoenix Mercury player Sophie Brunner's mom, Darcy Connolly Brunner, was killed on Saturday, August 9, when Rolando Eco Choke, 30, a native of Guatemala, crossed over the double yellow lines in Freeport, Illinois, and ran headlong into Connolly Brunner's car. Both drivers were pronounced dead at the scene, according to WTVO-TV. Police officials immediately noted that Connolly Brunner bore no responsibility for the accident, and also revealed that Eco Choke had a history of drunk driving. The Guatemalan native had multiple arrests and convictions for drunk driving in Illinois. Still, thanks to the Democrat-sponsored Trust Act, he was allowed to go free every time he was arrested. Republican State Representative John Cabello blasted the state Democrats for their lenient policies. "I hold J.B. Pritzker personally responsible. I hold the Democrats personally responsible," Cabello said. "A life was taken by someone who shouldn't have been here." Republican State Senator Andrew Chesney revealed that the U.S. Department of Homeland Security was aware of Eco Choke for his prior DUI arrests, and had issued an ICE detainer against him, but Illinois officials ignored the filing. A woman who dedicated her life to her family and her community was killed in broad daylight by a man who never should have been in this country or on the road, Chesney said. "Over the last few years, this man was shielded by systems that provide sanctuary to illegal immigrants and are more focused on allowing criminals to walk free than on protecting Illinois citizens," he added. "This wouldn't have happened in Indiana or Iowa," Chesney said on Tuesday. "In those states, repeat criminal offenders who are in this country illegally aren't released back into the public. Violent criminals with no regard for our safety or our lives are removed before they can kill." However, Illinois Trust Act and Governor Pritzker's sanctuary state policies have created a revolving door for dangerous criminals. The criminal illegal has a lengthy police record. He was arrested for drunk driving and driving without a license in 2022. And, despite being convicted on that charge, he was arrested again in 2023 for the same offense. The state banned him from driving, but still released him on court supervision in each case. He also has a 2023 arrest for domestic battery, for which he served a week in prison. The victim's daughter, Sophie Brunner, went to high school in Freeport before going on to play women's basketball for Arizona State University. After college, she played for one season with the WNBA's Phoenix Mercury. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston, X at WT Houston, or Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston.